議程三，要求全面檢討野豬問題。這個議程是由梁俊先生提出，環境衛生文件44/2021號。好歡迎以下的政府部門代表出席會議，參與議程三的討論。漁農自然護理處濕地及動物護理主任特別職務一陳寶林女士，在這裡有請梁俊先生簡介一下有關的議題。
多謝主席。首先呢，我提這個議程的時候呢，當時是未有即是政府未有宣布新的政策啦，包括是即是現在講會獵殺野豬啦。咁這個議程呢，我提出這個野豬問題呢，的確是困擾著我們整個南區，尤其我區啦，非常之長的時間，是由我未做議員開始啦。咁其實一直都我哋城區都深受野豬嘅問題影響。第一，我哋嗰區真係面對野豬非常之多，有人餵飼，再加埋我哋行人路有缺失啦，或者係非常之窄啦，係非常多嘅時間咧出現一啲人同豬爭路，甚至啲人跳出馬路，有啲又驚，咁唔敢等巴士都會有，即係各式各樣嘅問題。而我收嘅投訴啦或者報告啦，我都敢講係平均每一日都有。有時一兩個不同的地方，即是可見的問題都是十分之嚴重，同埋有個惡化的趨勢。如果大家有看到無論新聞啦或者是報道啦，大家都見到個野豬問題影響我哋南區係幾咁嚴重。咁去到呢一刻啦，政府有個新嘅政策，就而家會話係會獵曬野豬。咁喺呢一部分咧，無可否認咧係社會都有唔同嘅爭議、唔同嘅聲音。但係我必須問一個問題，就係、是。即是当时呢，我们的绝育计划啦，绝育放回计划啦，咁我当时其实都有问一个问题，就是到底会有大家预计，处方预计用这个计划几耐可以减少我们野猪的滋扰。咁好，如果而家转了一个新的方法啦，我都会问返同一个问题，即是这个猎杀，譬如我见到好像是每個月五次，咁係邊啲地方我未知啦，我亦都未知詳情啦。咁但係係咪話轉咗個呢個方式啦，即係自然不同嘅方式啦。咁係預計我哋野豬滋擾問題係處方諗過可以幾耐就會解決呢？因為我唔係好肯定，即係以前我哋有講嗰個以前個計劃，咁我哋覺得係唔係好可行。咁但係處方亦都即係當時都俾唔到咩 solution 我哋啦。咁而家去到獵殺啦，咁係咪即係話你哋覺得獵殺咁就可以好快解決呢個問題呢？咁預計用咗呢個新嘅方法之後，我哋幾快可以用我哋嘅市區可以唔使同啲豬爭路啊，或者係啲車唔避免有意外。我講緊尋日已經我都在場嘅香島道有嘅巴士呢，為咗爭啲撞到嘅野豬啦，咁為咗避野豬有少少偏向行人路啊，咁都係非常之危險。我想知而家新嘅基準可唔可以講講處方而家你哋第一你哋點樣會係點樣行動啦？第二就係預計幾耐呢個新嘅計劃可以解決野豬問題啦？第三，我有一個都唔明嘅點啦，我都必須要提出咧，即係我哋以前去捉野豬係好困難嘅，即係處方我都明白嘅，你哋要人手短缺，嚟到麻醉咁又要喂佢食嘢，但係其實你哋而家呢個新嘅計劃，我相信都係個程序一樣噶嘛，咁點樣去真正解決呢個問題呢？定係有啲新嘅方法我哋未知呢？我想睇下處方啲模型先，多謝主席。
好，唔該。咁呢就我想問下漁農護理處呢，除咗我哋附件二嘅書面回應之外呢，咁仲有冇其他嘢？如果冇就唔使書面嘅回應啦，唔該。
咁多謝議員的提問啦，同埋咁除了在11月9日我哋提供嗰個書面回覆之外咧，其實咁啱我哋喺11月2日嘅時候咧，我哋漁護處都發咗新聞稿啦，咁就公布咗我哋有個最新嘅處理野豬滋擾嘅一個新措施啦。咁就係喺保障市民安全嘅大前提下，我哋會定期喺市區嗰度安排啲捕捉行動啦，將野豬將一啲習慣喺市區度出沒嘅野豬人道毀滅嘅。咁 係啦，咁回應翻頭先梁議員有啲提問啦，就包括呢個新措施同以往係有啲乜嘢唔同咧？咁頭先梁議員都有講過啦，即係其實我哋捕捉野豬係唔容易嘅，咁其實新措施都會有一樣，都會有同樣嘅困難啦。咁始終野豬係一個比較體型大嘅野生動物啦，要去捕捉佢係唔容易嘅。咁但係以往其實我哋最主要嘅即係去解決即時之要係將嗰隻野豬搬遷啦。咁但係其實經過四年嘅野豬捕捉。絕育和搬遷這個計劃呢，其實我們都有去一直監察那個成效啦，還有去即評估是不是真的可以解決滋擾。很遺憾地說呢，就是那個答案是即解決不到滋擾的。可以給一個例子大家啦，就是最近我想梁議員那區啦，我們在藍灣道都有一個行動，就是在九月尾將五隻石石在藍灣泳灘那裡造成滋擾的野豬將它捕捉絕育和搬回去郊野公園，但很可惜其實兩個星期之後那些野豬已經回去那個海灘那裡，但是在新措施底下呢，我們捕捉到的野豬就會人道毀滅，所以這個就會可以即時解決到那個地方的滋擾。但 是除了要將野豬人道毀滅之外呢，我們都一定要得到市民的配合，不要繼續在那裡餵，令到一些原本可能真有些天然觅食的野豬都引了去市區那裡。所以我們都即除了將野豬人道毀滅之外，我們都會即加強教育的工作，希望盡量盡快可以將經常在市區出沒的野豬種群數目減低，希望他們可以回去自然那個自然環境那裡生活和觅食。
好，很多謝你的回應的。咁咧就請委員提問嘅，梁俊議員。
幾個方面啦，首先而家呢個即係講緊人道毀滅呢個方針啦，即係其實已經係一個同之前自然不同啦，非常之大對比嘅方針，係必然會引嚟爭論嘅。咁但係我哋即係一定要搞清楚點解會變成今時今日需要去到要人道毀滅的野豬，即係兩個問題。第一，處方真係冇一個長遠，當時係真係冇一個長遠嘅計劃。即係當時嘅計劃好明顯，我哋已經俾咗好多次意見係唔可行。咁我都希望你哋真係有傾過啦。咁今次呢個方法，希望係真係解決到問題啦。因為如果唔係，真係好無謂嘅。即係因為呢個好極端嘅分別嚟噶。第二個問題就係我哋一定要針對翻嗰啲餵飼野豬嘅人啊嘛，因為其實成個問題係佢哋搞出嚟噶嘛。即係如果佢哋唔係當時，可能佢哋都係立心好啦，佢啲野豬冇嘢食啦，但其實啲野豬係可以喺自然界覓食啦。anyways， 咁但係而家搞到咁啦，咁佢哋嘅情況係點啦？係咪仲係定額罰款？咁有乜更新咧？未來或者你哋執法嗰部門上面有冇話會勤啲執法，咁啊俾多啲警告咁？因為如果唔係，咁有乜分別啫？佢哋又不停咁即係餵飼野豬咁，令引仔野豬出社區。咁另外一個問題就係，我想問，如果而家因為之前有個情況係我哋捉野豬啦，我都理解即係可能唔係捉曬成個分離就唔會捉㗎啦。咁而家係咪又會唔同呢？咁嘅 efficiency， 即係同埋以往有個問題就係譬如我個區為例啦，我哋係有啲連近一啲行山徑啊或者郊野公園嘅，咁但係隔離就民居嚟㗎喇。咁以一個界定方式同當時有冇分別咧？即係定係覺得嗰度附近都應該佢生活嘅地方，咁其實依個未來係你哋執法嘅其中一個即係尷尬之處嚟嘅，我覺得。但係我哋事實上最受滋擾嗰啲居民就係住喺嗰啲地方嘅。多謝主席。
好，咁咧我都想問一問嘅。咁文件所講咧，南區現時咧都係唔屬於野生動物保護嘅條例第170所指嘅名嘅禁衛區，咁其實而家我哋南區咧，即係已經其實係好多處嘅地方咧，其實可以講話南區都係幾嚴重嘅呢個問題。咁處方方面咧，會唔會響呢一個方面去即係研究一下，會唔會將佢有啲例咧去修一修訂咧？因為而家其實即係唔係單單南區啦，其實好多地方都係有咁嘅情況。咁主要就係因為嘅居民就係好心做壞事，係去餵飼呢啲野豬。咁會唔會係 研究一下咧，即係加重嗰個罰則，即係除咗宣傳之外咧，有啲人真係覺得哦，你罰千零蚊啊，都照喂啦。咁你會唔會係加罰？即係按佢即係檢控咗佢之後嘅一次兩次，一路提升佢嗰個罰款咧？同埋除咗呢個之外咧，可唔可以做一啲教育性，即係有啲教育性嘅個別有一啲教育呢一班係真係好中意成日餵飼野豬呢一班人咧？咁我都想睇下處方嗰方面有冇做一啲即係點樣一啲解決嘅方法嘅。唔該曬，司馬文議員。
Yeah, a few things. I'd like to know more about how you do the euthanization of the wild boars. You have captured wild boars in my district a few times, and I know it was extremely labour intensive. 3 vehicles, 10 people, 2 wild boars took a whole afternoon. It seems to be highly inefficient. If you want to take them out, shoot them right on the spot with one person, and the second person to carry them out, one car. I mean, how can, you know, what are you going to do to make them make the process less resource intensive? Is my first question. The second one is on the feeding law. It's not just about the money. I think it's about the evidence required to have successful enforcement. So are you going to change the law to make sure that successful enforcement can be done easier? Because right now it is very complicated to have successful enforcement, and therefore there is still little enforcement. And my third issue is the refuse collection bins from the FPHD and from the LCSD. There is a lot of waste outside refuse collection points. There's a lot of them open on the street. For example, Big Wave Bay. The refuse is outside the refuse collection point because the refuse collection point is too small. Do we know where we have a feeding from refuse? Do we have these locations identified? And what action is the FEHD taking? What action is the LCSD taking? And I take one outside the my district on the peak at the park. The bin in the park from is an LCSD bin. Is still a traditional bin that the pigs pick over every night. And 3-4 weeks ago, a lady was bitten who was feeding cats because the pigs want the food from her. And I think it was in the news. This lady was very angry with the wild pig, but of course she was feeding cats. But that's not the point. The reason that the pigs are there is because the refuse in the park is fantastic for them to eat from. And they come every night and they knock over all the bins, and it's years it goes on, but the LCSD doesn't fix it. So how does that work? In my district, it's definitely FEHD bins that can be easily knocked over by the pigs. So what are you doing to make sure we know which bins need to be fixed and tightened up, which refuse collection points are too small, need to be fixed up so they're properly locked, like in Big Wave Bay? What are you doing about that?
好，或者首先请渔护处嘅代表回应咗先啊，陈女士。
咁系咯，都可以讲，即解答翻议员有啲提问啦，即包括我哋去捕捉嗰个野猪，其实都好似议员咁讲，系的确系有难度嘅。咁但系其实我哋经过4年去做呢个野猪捕捉被人放回嘅计划里边咧，我哋都不断咁样去完善咗我哋好多嘅程序啦。咁所以而家相比起两三年前，其实捉野猪嗰个效率系高咗嘅，成效即系每次捉到嘅野猪数量都多咗嘅。咁但系我哋都唔排除会去物色其他方法去捕捉，或者即系甚至可能考虑第二啲方法去。即捕捉野豬啦，即係可能用籠啊，或者用其他工具去幫手咁樣。咁頭先議員都提過，即係可能有啲民居係喺行山徑附近嘅，咁佢其實佢會唔會包喺呢個新措施裏邊咧？咁其實我都可以解答翻，係會包喺嘅，因為我哋新嗰個指引裏邊咧，其實主要係講緊市區啦，同埋民居啦。咁都明白，即係講，尤其是係港島啦，好多時好多民居都係好近一啲郊野公園或者行山徑。咁有時即係有啲人可能喺行山徑嗰度餵豬，咁就令到可能啲豬習慣咗去附近嘅民居嗰度揾嘢食。咁所以新指引都會包括埋民居嘅部分嘅， 咁另外關於禁餵嗰個問題啦，執法嗰度，咁其實雖然而家係嗰個。那個法例1170章動物野生動物保護條例裏面嗰個禁餵區咧係唔包港島區啦，咁但係好多時啲人餵其實都令到嗰個環境係污糟，即係佢想抌啲嘢食喺個地下，咁其實都有違反到，即係都可以用570嗰個章節去告佢，咁甚至有啲餵飼者其實俾人告過好多次，但佢都堅持係咁樣做，咁我哋都即係都會繼續去教佢啦。咁另外禁餵區嗰個立法嗰個修例或者立法咧，我哋都會再研究嗰個可行性嘅，咁但係因為始終要諮詢翻律政司同埋諮詢有啲法律嘅諮詢，咁所以我哋可能稍後就會再公布個研究結果係點樣樣啦。咁其實教育我哋一直都有做嘅，咁甚至即係而家可能出去問市民或者甚至問餵豬嗰啲人，其實佢哋大家都知道依樣嘢係唔應該做，咁但係都好堅持咁樣去做啦。咁所以其實我哋而家都在上年都出了一個都出了一個找了一些外國的專家就幫我們去研究一下，就是希望可以用不同的角度去將不要餵飼野生動物這個訊息是可以傳達到給餵飼野豬的人這樣咯。暫時是這麼多，看看議員還有沒有其他提問。
好，麻煩有請食環署哪位同事回應？李小姐，麻煩。
是，麻煩主席。那或者我嘗試一併回應啦。那就其實各位議員都知道啦，那就餵飼咧喺暫時嚟講咧，喺香港咧未有一個法例話係禁止餵飼，除非喺個禁餵區嗰度啦。頭先阿余浩切同事都講到啦，咁香港區咧暫時係未有禁餵區嘅。咁換言之，如果有一啲市民佢因為餵飼而啲垃圾，整到地撲啲一啲公眾地方係污糟邋遢啊，或者佢唔拎走自己餵自己食啲食物殘渣嘅話咧，咁就會當抌垃圾咁樣告嘅。咁喺我哋咧食環署嘅回覆嗰度咧都講到噶啦。其實咧喺今年2021年一月到十月期間咧，我哋就住一個喺公眾地方餵飼而弄污地公眾地方嘅檢控咧，其實我哋都有53宗。咁當中咧係13宗定額罰款，40宗全票。咩情況下會全票咧？就係一啲 repeated offender， 即係多次當犯咗呢條法例嘅人嘅市民咧，我哋就會俾全票俾佢嘅。咁全票就係唔係淨係話交定額罰款啦，係需要咧佢上 court 同個官解釋。咁個官咧就住佢嘅過往嘅 history 咧而作出一啲懲罰嘅。咁啊，除咗食環署除咗會做一啲檢控之外咧，咁樣知道就住阿斯文文議員講到話，其實我哋啲垃圾桶側邊咧都可能會有好多垃圾啊，或者其實我哋垃圾站地方唔夠啊，咁啊所以會引致一啲野豬嚟抄垃圾。咁其實我哋一路以嚟都有好關心嘅。咁就其實食環署咧喺早兩年開始咧已經咧喺一啲best spot 啦放一啲特別嘅垃圾桶，係一啲特別設計嘅搭式嘅。咁就其實我哋 trial咗之後發覺咧，其實避免野豬翻倒垃圾嘅情況咧係好轉咗。咁我哋都一直咧 keep 住會喺一啲有野豬出沒嘅黑點嗰度咧，會會放呢啲咁嘅垃圾桶。而我哋亦都近期咧，亦都買多一批新嘅垃圾桶，希望可以有喺市面上多啲廣泛使用嘅。咁至於垃圾站嘅問題咧，其實近呢年嚟，我哋食環署咧都就住一啲垃圾站，即係好似頭先阿波講到話大浪灣垃圾站咧，我哋嚟緊都會做一啲翻新嘅工程。咁一啲翻新嘅工程咧，咁除咗希望可以妥善善用嘅垃圾站嘅位置啦，咁亦都咧會有啲係防野豬嘅設計嘅。咁因為有啲站咧，即可能例如碧麗道啊咁樣，有啲站咧其實啲野豬咧會衝擊我哋啲大型垃圾站，翻到入邊嗰啲垃圾桶。咁嗰度亦都有啲防野豬嘅設計。我哋而家都 on the way 系 process 紧嘅啦。啊，咁我嘅补充系咁多。
好，唔该。咁请问仲有冇提问？
如果大家咧就冇提问咧，咁其实头先我哋各位委员都系关注到即系嗰个宣传啦，嗰、那个市民卫士嗰啲问题啦。咁另外都即係睇下處方嗰方面諗一啲即係就可行性嘅研究方法去解決啦。咁同埋一啲修例問題啦。咁我諗多方面頭先我哋委員都講咗，咁我就唔想重複再表述啦。 咁如果有最新一啲消息咧，希望你盡快可以交翻到俾秘書處呢邊嘅。咁如果大家冇特別嘢咧，我哋就結束呢個議程。唔該曬。咁就好多謝漁農自然護理署啊陳小姐出席嘅，多謝。